ABC Radio Australia.
Family Connection has rescued a group of workers from Tuvalu after the Australian employer sacked them just before Christmas. The group of eight was working for an aged care facility in Pottsville, New South Wales, but their employer decided to reduce its agency workforce. Employed under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility or PALM scheme, the workers were stranded with 2 years still left on their visas. But a cousin heard about their plight and reached out to an ex-employer in North Queensland who came to the rescue. That was Brian Matthews, the CEO of the Good Shepherd Nursing Home in Townsville. He tells Lucy Cooper it was terrible timing, but turned out to be a win-win for all.
It's a horrible time of the year. I don't recommend trying to do anything at that time of the year. That added so much complexity simply because so many people are on holidays, both here at HealthX and within DUA itself. It's that time of the year where a lot of people take time off, and it made it really difficult to progress and get things done.
And so how did all of this work out?
It's a great outcome, I believe, both for us and for the workers. We've actually not recruited or employed workers under the PALM scheme previously, but we have been working with the department over the last 12 months for our application. We were approved for up to 25 workers. We'd sourced our accommodation, but we still had some of the formal plans to be approved by the department before we could actually engage workers. And so that was where we're sitting. But we'd accepted that that wasn't going to happen at the end of 2025 because of, you know, shutdowns and holidays. And we were looking to do that in early 2026. We recruit staff internationally with the help of employment agents. We recruit staff through the DAMA, generally carers, but sometimes RNs, and we're always looking to recruit locally. So it's our number one priority or task, and has been for probably the last 18 months, is trying to recruit and retain good quality skilled staff. And it doesn't look like it's going to get any easier. We do see the PALM scheme as being one part of how we might have a consistent trained group of staff, but there are a number of other avenues that we have to continually tap into to try and maintain our staff pool.
They are from Tuvalu. Did you know much about the country before you employed these workers?
No, I knew nothing about Tuvalu. I had to Google it, and I know a little bit more now. But no, I knew nothing about Tuvalu originally. And I guess I've since had the opportunity to talk with the workers, and they've told me a bit about the situation at home, what the outlook is over the next 20 or 30 years. And I think that does actually add to the reason why this is a really good outcome for those workers, because their prospects in Tuvalu are really limited and will become increasingly so over the next decade or three. So the fact that they're able to get permanent work here and start that transition to a new home, I think is really important for them.
I know an ex-employee of the Good Shepherd, Sonia, was really pivotal in helping these workers find a job there. Who else was really pivotal in making this all happen?
Initially, it was Sonia. I'm quite humbled at the effort and the lengths that Sonia went to support the eight workers who came from Pottsville and really to look after them in her own home for close to a month. Once the process started, we were very well supported by staff from HealthX and also from DUA. We wouldn't have been able to progress to the point of recruiting those staff or having them start here at the home on the 12th of January without the level of support that we had. They stepped us through finalising the documentation we needed so that it did comply with the PALM requirements, and then fast-tracking approvals through their end to make sure that those staff could start. So it really has been a combined effort by quite a number of different people.
Will you be looking to employ more workers under the PALM scheme this year?
There's a high likelihood that we will employ one more, another lady who worked at the same facility as the 8 workers who have started. Beyond that, we're expecting to pause and make sure that our roster is solid, the processes around the palm workers are good, and we probably do recruit, you know, between 3 and maybe 10 staff a month across the entire home. We have 400 staff in total. We would expect to go back to the market and recruit more palm workers probably by the end of the year. It may be earlier than that, depending on what the opportunities are, or it might be 6 months after that. We're approved for 25. I'd expect that we would be filling that quota at some point. The timing, I'm not really sure.
How important are palm scheme workers, not only to the Good Shepherd, but the entire aged care industry?
My experience with it is that there are a lot of controls and processes that are in place to protect the workers. There's sometimes a bit of bad news regarding immigration and abuses of overseas workers. The benefit to the home, or the benefit that I see, is the Australian market can't provide enough skilled staff to deliver the services that we're looking for. And without those overseas staff, we would probably have to close beds or reduce our bed numbers, because without staff, we can't take the residents in. It's important to protect it. It worries me that there are abuses and there are stories that go very badly. I'd like to think we put controls in place to protect the workers and allow the immigration to continue, in that it's good, it has good outcomes for those workers and their families back home, but it is also really necessary for the employers and the health sector and other sectors in Australia.
And that's Brian Matthews, the CEO of the Good Shepherd Nursing Home in Townsville, speaking to Lucy Cooper.